AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The two NFL games on Sunday provided a welcome distraction for Americans who spent the weekend dealing with snow. The Carolina Panthers are in the Super Bowl after a 49-15 rout of Arizona for the NFC Championship. Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer says the loss is devastating.
This is as low as you can feel. Like I said, I mean, you put so much in and you come in here with such high expectations, and to leave the way we're leaving just hurts.
This will be Cam Newton's first trip to the Super Bowl and the second for the Panthers, who lost to New England 12 years ago. Denver, which beat the Patriots 2018 Sunday for the AFC title, has made a habit of going to Super Bowls, reaching it for a record-tying eighth time. Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib is ready.
It's like achieving your goal, almost achieving your goal. It's the biggest step to achieving your goal as a team.
Although the big snowstorm is over, the cleanup of record snowfalls will take some time. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says federal and local governments are keeping workers home another day.
With us telling our workers not to come in on those days, we think that we have a manageable situation in getting to clearing those streets.
The storm left problems along the Jersey Shore. Stone Harbor Public Works employee Mike McCarraher says it washed out large parts of the beach, leaving drop-offs of up to 18 feet.
Well, when the beach is like pretty normal, you can drive right down onto the beach. When the water is washed away, it takes all the sand away, and it gives you that whole drop-down off it. They're just gone.
At least 30 people have died as a result of the snowstorm, the deaths occurring in car accidents from carbon monoxide poisoning and heart attacks while shoveling snow. This is AP Radio News. Some of the presidential candidates are reacting to the possibility of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg staging an independent bid for the White House.
Bloomberg is said to be thinking of running if the presidential race turns out to be Bernie Sanders, not Hillary Clinton, versus either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. That's okay with Trump.
I would love to have him get in the race.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Hillary Clinton thinks Bloomberg will not run.
I'm going to relieve him of that and get the nomination so he doesn't have to.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press, and so was Bernie Sanders, who likes his chances running against Bloomberg and Trump.
I think the American people do not want to see our nation move toward an oligarchy where billionaires control the political process.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
At an Iowa event Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley criticized some of Donald Trump's campaign appeals as racist and fascist.
Rhetoric's not good for a country. You know, it's unbecoming of even a campaign for president, and I wish he'd cut it out.
Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.